Now, a best-selling crime writer is hoping to reach 2,000 pre-orders of her latest book. Why such a specific target, you may ask? Well, all the proceeds from Kia Abdullah's latest book, Next of Kin, will be donated to the food bank charity, the Trussell Trust. And I'm thrilled that Kia joins me live on the line now to tell us more about it. Good evening, Kia. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susanna. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, tell me a bit about the book, first of all. What's the premise of the book?
Yes, of course. So, Next of Kin, like my other books, is a courtroom drama. In this one, there's a London architect called Leila Saeed who receives a panicked phone call from her brother-in-law one morning. Mm-hmm. Now, his son's nursery have called to ask where little Max is. Leila was supposed to drop him off at nursery that morning, but she forgot that he was in her car. She races to the car park and realises the horror of what she has done. And what follows is a court case that pits two sisters against each other. And through that framing, really examines the themes of motherhood and childlessness and the ways in which society treats women differently based on whether or not they have children. And as with my other novels, you know, it can be read as a pure courtroom thriller, but it also asks the reader to engage with some broader issues as well.
Wow, Kia, that's serious. That's a very, very, very serious topic. Now, look, you know, 2,000 pre-orders of the book, you're hoping to donate the proceeds of that. Absolutely amazing thing to do. But why did you choose the Trussell Trust? What is it about that that really resonated with you?
Yeah, so I grew up in Tower Hamlets, which is one of the UK's worst areas for child poverty. It's a borough in London, for those who aren't familiar. And I believe the child poverty rate now is about 57%, and it may well have been higher when I was younger. Yeah. Now, I benefited from free school meals, and although I didn't think about it very much then, I realise now that it played such a huge role in my mental and physical health as a child, and I'm sure that of my parents as well. And all of this kind of came to the fore last year when Marcus Rashford, the footballer, campaigned for free school meals to continue through the various lockdowns to ease pressure on parents. And his work reminded me that food insecurity is still a problem in the UK and just how detrimental it can be. And the Trussell Trust do brilliant work in this area, so that's why I decided to work with them.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, you speak so passionately, and it's so, you know, some words really resonated with what you just said about, you know, it had a huge impact on you in terms of your mental and physical health and your well-being. Just getting that nutritious food, that's incredibly important, isn't it? And we're looking at 57% of children living in kind of like food poverty. I mean, that's scandalous, isn't it?
Exactly. And it's such a, I mean, I think one of the difficulties with it is there's so much stigma around it, and it's still such a taboo, and people just don't feel comfortable talking about it, especially in the Asian community. You know, where I grew up, there's very much a pressure to kind of keep up with the Joneses. You know, parents did compete over how well the children were doing, how prosperous and how successful they are. And no one says, you know, we're really struggling at the moment and we need help. But, you know, it's also a very British thing that we very much adhere to the British, you know, the stiff upper lips mentality. And so when you grow up in a kind of British Asian community, it's almost a double whammy that you just can't share that difficulty and confide in your neighbours and your friends who may be able to help you.
Do you know, Kia, that's a really important point that you've made there. Now, you've also mentioned Marcus Rashford, and he has, I mean, just done some amazing work. How inspirational has he been, not only to yourself, but also to just those around him as well?
I mean, it's been incredible. I mean, he's still a young man and he's achieved so much. And I said earlier, to be honest, I didn't really think about the fact that I grew up on free school meals very much. And when you get a career and you get a certain level of success, it's very easy to kind of forget the difficulties that you faced. And he's done a brilliant job of bringing that to the fore and not letting people who've kind of grown up with privilege forget that. You know, he's pushed and he's pressed, and he's been so inspiring, not to me, but to the broader community. And here's the thing about privilege, Fazana. I think so many people think they don't recognise the difficulty of it. I heard somebody say, well, people can afford what they want to. And the implication is that these parents are spending this money elsewhere, and that's just not true. Can you imagine how awful it feels not to be able to feed your child? You know, that's a very, very dark place to be. And the Trussell Trust, last year they donated 2.5 million emergency food parcels to those in need, and almost 1 million of them went to children. So this is really incredibly important work they're doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you're hoping for 2,000 pre-orders. How many pre-orders have you got? Do you know? Are you able to keep a track on that?
I'm not sure yet, because most of them go through my local bookshop, but some can be also placed via my own website, which is kiaabdullah.com. So we're going to collude at some point and figure out what the numbers are. But yeah, we're aiming for 2,000, which, if anyone knows anything about selling books, is a ridiculously high target. But, you know, you've got to aim high because it's a good cause. And so,
of course you have.
We're willing to kind
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, this is the first thing I'm going to do after the show is order your book. Where should I go on your site? Which is the best site for me to go on to?
You can go to kiaabdullah.com. You'll see a green banner and it says pre-order next of kin, and you can click that. And for the retail price, readers will get a signed hardback, including postage and packaging. And of course, my pre-order profits will go to the Trussell Trust.
Absolutely brilliant. Fantastic. Now, what's next? What's next for you? Is there have you got a new courtroom thriller that you're working on?
Well, so Next of Kin officially comes out in September, so we're kind of gearing up to launching that properly. But yes, I'm working on a fourth courtroom drama, which is also due at the end of September. So it's all guns ablaze at the moment.
And you know, I mean, just hearing you describe it about kind of like Next of Kin, I think it would be a fantastic TV adaptation, potentially a series.
Well, I hope so. If Netflix are listening, give my agent a call.
Well, you know what? Come back and speak to us first if that happens.
I will do.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and best of luck. Brilliant. I will share the details on my social media platform as well. Thank you so much.
Lovely.
You take care.
Thank you, Fazana. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much.